Hate in America is on the rise. According to an FBI report released last week, incidents of hate crimes increased 17% between 2016 and 2017. And the details on how that hate festers and plays out are the subject of a new documentary series from ProPublica and PBS Frontline called Documenting Hate.
I think a lot of young men that we've met, they come from a place of being emotionally distraught to start with. And they're looking for answers. And these are the answers that they find online. And soon enough, they're in a real world group.
Looking at the rise of white supremacy, the series chronicles white nationalist groups and one group in particular known as Adam Waffen.
Some of them are former service members, and they say that they grew disaffected and disillusioned with the wars that they were fighting abroad. I think some of them feel like they had been basically forgotten by the government and sort of abandoned.
A.C. Thompson is the reporter behind the investigation, and he begins his documentary with a look at how hate groups have changed since violence erupted in Charlottesville back in August of 2017.
What we see is that the movement, the white power movement, sort of goes off the radar. The rallies they're having are smaller. The turnout they have for events are smaller. But what we know from our reporting is that a lot of these people decided to go underground. There's a whole contingent of the white power movement that's out there today that says, hey, we don't want to show our faces. We don't want people to know our identities. We don't want people to know what we're doing. And what we want to do is we want to work in small groups or as individuals to go out and commit acts that will spread fear, that will spread chaos, and will eventually lead to the collapse of the government and allow us to wage the race war that we dream of waging. We've seen this be a big current in the white power movement before in the 80s and 90s. There was a whole paramilitary side of it that sort of culminated with Tim McVeigh blowing up the Oklahoma City Federal Building in 1995. So there was a very militarized side to the white power movement then that was kind of different than the Klan. We're seeing that come back again. And people are taking those ideas from the 80s and 90s and saying, hey, it's not about a political party. It's not about burning a cross. It's not about any of that stuff. It's really about the gun. And it's really about us working in small groups or as individuals to go out and commit horrific acts.
You're following, we mentioned in the introduction, you're following a specific group. Tell us who Adam Waffen are.
So this group was founded in 2015 in Florida, and basically it was an outgrowth of a neo-Nazi fascist forum that people from around the world were communicating on. On that forum, there was a small group of people led by a young man named Brandon Russell who decided to start their own little army. And Brandon Russell was a Florida National Guardsman. He was 22 years old, and in the middle of 2017, he was arrested by police for building explosives. In his house, he had numerous weapons, radioactive material, very, very high-powered explosives, and detonators, fuses, etc. He also had two dead bodies because his roommate, who had also been a neo-Nazi, had murdered, allegedly, two of their neo-Nazi cellmates, members of their group. So it was a pretty insane and bloody and terrifying scene, particularly when you understand that Brandon Russell, the founder of this group, had terrorist manuals in his house. He had manuals about basically blowing things up. And the federal authorities eventually charged him with explosives possession. His roommate charged with double homicide. And it keeps going. So what you see after that is the group at that time had about 60 members, from what we understand. And its ranks actually swelled after that and then swelled again after Charlottesville. We're now finding some links between Robert Bowers, the man who shot up the synagogue allegedly in Pittsburgh, and the Adam Waffen Division, that he may have been communicating with members of their circle online. And so what my fear is that we'll continue to see these acts of people who are either inspired by organized groups like Adam Waffen or spin off from groups like Adam Waffen, going in with a gun to a church, a synagogue, a mosque, and doing immense, immense harm.
How successful have they been in recruiting members of the military or former members of the military? Because you mentioned there seems to be a pattern there.
The group has recruited at least seven current or former military members. Brandon Russell, the founder, was a Florida National Guardsman in the Army. We know of several other people who were active duty, either in the Marines or the Army, and then several people who were former combat veterans. And what those military-trained people are doing is they're doing weapons training, combat training for other members of the group.
Let's talk about control here. Who is looking at these groups, if you will, these hate groups? What does law enforcement have to say? And are these considered domestic terrorists?
You know, the domestic terrorist thing is, it's pretty hazy. There's not really federal law covering that. I mean, basically the terrorism stuff works that if you're you get a terrorism charge when you're connected with an overseas group. I think these people fit under that term as a broad rubric. What we know is that there is increasing federal attention from the FBI towards these groups. But we're also hearing from the Department of Homeland Security that people there do not feel prepared for this mission to deal with white extremism in America.
How is this? Let me ask you this question, because how is it different dealing with white extremism in America as opposed to dealing with an international threat, if you will?
You know, it's totally different, right? So this is the thing, is you have to have subject matter expertise. You have to have people who can infiltrate these groups. You have to have people who are literate in sort of emerging social media platforms and communications technologies. You have to have people who can go into online chats and say the right things and use the right lingo and not come across as a Fed or as an infiltrator. I mean, so you need to be immersed in that particular noxious subculture, and you need to be tracking it diligently. And ultimately, you have to have people inside these groups in one way or another. So it's a totally different deal, and you have to have that particular expertise. You also have to know, if somebody says, hey, I'm really into Tim McVeigh, that's signifying something quite specific. It's signifying I'm down to kill 168 American people, including 19 children. If they say I'm really into the Turner Diaries, what they're saying is, this is a book that was written by a white supremacist that has inspired dozens of terrorist attacks. And they're saying, I'm down for terrorism. These are things that don't, you know, the Tim McVeigh thing's pretty obvious, but a lot of these other things are not quite as obvious.
A.C. Thompson is a ProPublica reporter and correspondent for PBS Frontline. Thanks, A.C.
Thank you.
The Frontline and ProPublica joint investigation documenting hate, New American Nazis, premieres tomorrow, Tuesday, November 20th, at 9, 8 Central on PBS stations and online.